Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
All right, welcome back. Now, oh, by the way, I believe the leaders' debate was entertaining, if anything at all, to be honest with you, by the way. Anyway, I want to talk about WhatsApp groups. Not only are work WhatsApp groups a real modern day nuisance, now they are actually, people are getting fired because of them. WhatsApp messages are increasingly being used as evidence during employment tribunals, with companies warned that they could be at risk of having to pay out hefty fines if they're not being monitored. And most WhatsApp groups are not monitored. You know, jibes about sex, sexual orientation, gender, religious beliefs, you know, all that kind of stuff can land you in a little bit of hot water. And lawyers have warned employees, you know, you could be sacked for sending derogatory private messages about their managers or colleagues. So, are you in a work WhatsApp group? Do you think they're necessary? You know, people put jokes on them sometimes about other people's appearances. You know, there's a big risk involved in putting up anything that might be vaguely offensive. I'm going to be honest with you. I hate them. I despise them with every fibre of my being. And I'm part of a load of them. And I don't want to be. I'd rather just not be in them. It's unnecessary. What did we do before a WhatsApp group came along? We could still communicate. If the boss needed you, they'd just ring you. Or, for example, we have email. If it's something that, you know, is for all of the people in the job, they could just send out an email to everybody. And that's it. There's no need for a WhatsApp group. It's almost like this, we're all part of a little family. And we all have to annoy each other all day with silly little stuff. You know what I mean? You know, has anybody seen my laptop charger? You know, and then loads of other people thumbs up or smiley faces or, like, and you still haven't got your laptop charger back. It's just, like, it's stupid. And then somebody makes a stupid joke. Oh, AJ lost her laptop charger. You know, I mean, or whatever it is. I don't get it. I mean, they could just send out an email saying, I lost my laptop charger. If anybody sees it, can they please leave it on my desk? That's it. And if nobody sees it, nobody's going to bother emailing back, because that's not what people do, generally speaking. If they don't know about it, they're not going to bother emailing. But in WhatsApp groups, it's just like a reason for everyone to get involved. And then it comes to Christmas. And there's Christmas emojis and Christmas, you know, kind of memes, birthday memes, happy birthday this person. And then somebody dies, right? Here's the thing, right? All of a sudden on the WhatsApp group, you know, there's a picture of somebody who's dead. And they go, RIP to such and such a body. I go, who is this person? I don't even know who they are. Why are they telling me about it? I don't know about him. I don't know the person. Somebody else recently put up wedding pictures. You know, I'm going, what? I don't want to see your wedding pictures. I'll go to your Facebook page if that's what I need to do. I don't get it. So I'm asking, should they be banned, WhatsApp groups? They're kind of pointless and they're dangerous. So should they be banned? Should we just get rid of them? And also it's an excuse as well for your employer, your boss or your manager or whoever it is to contact you outside work hours, isn't it? You're easily contactable because you're on a WhatsApp group. Let me go to Derianne. Derianne, hi, how are you?
Hi, welcome back. And your crew, the Blinder. I'm Jerry and AJ and Molly. I have to say, fair dues to them all. And it's great to hear you back at the same time.
Thank you very much indeed, Derianne. I appreciate it.
And I'm glad you're well.
When I say I'm well, I actually have a cold over the last 2 days. I have a blocked nose and I have a bit of a cough. Yeah.
Well, if you're coming from heat back into a
I know. It's a climate. I was acclimatized to the heat, and all of a sudden you step off the plane at Dublin Airport and go, Jesus.
Absolutely. Look, first of all, Niall, I totally agree with you. Work, I didn't even know that there was such a thing as work WhatsApp groups. They are, to me, totally unprofessional. Totally not what WhatsApp is about and should not be used, especially when I heard you saying that, you know, stuff was been brought to the Labour Court and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, no, that's ridiculous. So stop that, because people are under enough stress, you know, when being contacted at home, working at home constantly by bosses and all this sort of stuff. But jeepers, not WhatsApp. Now, what I do like about it is both times when my daughter's kids were been christened, she set up a little WhatsApp group. Just a family thing, you know, between my ex, his wife, blah, 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 and all of us that would be going to it. And it was really good because we're just sharing information and we were all on the same page and we'd all, you know, we knew what was happening, and it was less stress for my daughter. The same when my son was coming home last year. Oh, no, it was this year. Do you remember
But can I ask you, Darianne, here's a question for you, right? If there was no such thing as WhatsApp, what would your daughter have done then? She would have managed. You would have found out the information. You know what I mean? What happened to the old way of doing things?
I know, but unfortunately, the likes of my daughter and their era aren't doing things the old way. I'll still take out my pen and write a letter.
Yeah.
I'm one of the very few that will do that.
Mm.
But they have no idea what anything like that is like. But things like that are fine. But I have, when someone was coming home and he set up a little group, and that was brilliant because I'm able to contact him. Well, are you in Dublin? No, all our luggage was lost, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and we're all on the same page. But they are absolutely legal when it comes to setting up family ones and comments being put up. And I've seen this. I've seen it in my own situation. I've seen it in friends' WhatsApp groups when somebody doesn't reply to something and then everybody gets hurt. And they're a waste of space. They should only be used, in my mind, for passing information.
On a temporary basis, say for a wedding or something like that, yeah.
And then
closed
off.
Yeah.
My daughter set up one in last January when it was a big old birthday for me and she was setting up a surprise thing. She contacted my family, blah, blah, blah. But closed straight after that, shut it down, gone.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more.
My advice to you, Niall, is don't feel you have to be on any of those groups. Just get off them.
Just leave, do you think I should just leave them?
Oh, goody. I mean, why would you be on a group? Oh, no, just leave them. Just leave them.
Yeah.
Now.
AJ, I'm leaving the group. AJ, I'm leaving the group. Okay, that's it.
I'll tell you, totally leave them. I'm on another one for a local, well, it's not here where I'm living, but it is a local in North County Dublin drama group. That's powerful. That's brilliant because
Have they got a WhatsApp group as well, yeah?
Yeah, but it's only used for... No. If I'm a member of that group, I want to know when the rehearsal is, when this is.
Yeah, but you get to see everybody. Yeah, but the problem with them is, that's all well and good, right? But everybody is messaging, and yet you're sitting there watching the telly, and all these messages are coming in from loads of different people about different things, and you're going, I don't want to see all of this.
No, but I only look what's relevant to me. Like, I sent a message to that group tonight to say, are there tickets for the play that's on Saturday night? I only look at somebody responding to me and say, yeah, no problem, we keep you tickets. But after that, I do not want it. I don't, you know, unless it's something relevant, forget it. And people...
Okay, so we'll stay there, Darianne. Let me just go to Jessica as well. Jessica, hi, you love them.
Well, it's not that I love them, I just think they're handy. Like, especially in my line of work, say if you come in looking for a certain phone and I don't have it in stock, it is so much easier for me to go into the group chat and say, lads, who has X phone, and then wait for someone to say, yeah, we have it. I'm not going to be sending out an email, like mass emails. It's just easier to go, lads, who has it.
So what did you do before that? Before the WhatsApp groups came along, what did you do? I'm assuming, okay, so you work in a phone shop, right? So if somebody comes in and they go, hey, dude, I'm looking for the new iPhone. I'm looking for it in midnight green or whatever you call the colours. And you go, oh, I don't have that in stock at the moment. Hang on till I have a look. Surely you should just look on a computer and see if it's in any of the other branches. Is that not the way it works?
Not with us. Like, it's just easier for us to just send in a quick voice note or a quick text saying, hey, lads, 20 years have it in stock. Like, we do have like a stock checker app, but it's absolutely dog shit.
Right.
Sorry, my language.
Okay.
But it depends.
What's the best selling phone at the moment, by the way?
It's actually the 14, just that's because it's on offer at the moment.
Oh, okay. The best-selling new phone, Samsung or iPhone. The new iPhone, by the way, it's no different to the old one. So I don't know if people are buying it or not. It's kind of more or less the same, isn't it?
It's literally just an extra button. That is literally the only difference. Now, yeah. I was very bold. I treated myself to a new phone. And I feel like the cock of the walk with it.
So. Anyway, so, yeah, but the problem with work WhatsApp groups, Jessica, is they don't just use them, you know, for work-related things. People start putting up, by the way, happy birthday to John. He's celebrating his birthday today. And everyone else going, oh, happy birthday, John. Hearty, hearty, emoji, emojis. And I'm going, will you stop? That's not what it's for.
That's what I mean, Niall. I've had loads of different jobs. I've been in loads of different types of work group chats. And I think the one I'm in now, my current job, it is literally the most mature group of people I've ever seen because there's no crap. It's all just work-related. But I remember working before, somewhere else before I have the job that I have now, I swear to God, there was nearly killings every day. The fact that I just had to turn my phone on mute, it could be 3 o'clock in the morning and I'd hear ping, ping, ping. I was like, well, you just shut up, go to bed.
But this is the problem. And the boss is usually on it as well. So if the boss is on the WhatsApp group, you know, 7 o'clock at night, you're sitting at home watching Curry. Or whatever it is you watch. And you're sitting out. And
next minute, watching Curry.
Whatever. And then the boss sends you a message. Oh, by the way, Jessica, don't forget, you know, Mary from Clontarf is coming in tomorrow to collect her, you know, Samsung Galaxy or whatever it is. And you know, what are you telling me that at 7 o'clock at night for? You know what I mean?
But no, that's wrong.
That's what they do in work WhatsApp groups.
Well, then that should be looked at and that should be stopped. It's all right if Jessica has a private kind of WhatsApp group with her colleagues who she knows will know if that phone's available, but not through the boss and the boss is on it and the workers on it. That is totally wrong.
Who sets up the WhatsApp group, Jessica? Somebody obviously has to set it up. Is it the boss?
I don't know who set it up, but like they'd be in it as well. Like all the team leaders that we have would be in it.
Yeah.
Because like, obviously just because they have a different name, like we're all the same level. You know that way?
Yeah.
There's not that much difference. But like, I remember, like, only a few weeks ago, we got a text message, like, obviously, just saying, hey, make sure everything's ready for changeover, because obviously, if we don't put out the new advertisements, then people think that they'll be entitled, like, to the old prices, and then it just becomes a whole fiasco.
Yeah.
I don't mind stuff like that. It's like, yeah, Grant, thanks for the reminder, because normally I'll probably walk in the next day and be like, oh, shit, Neil forgot to do something. So it is handy. It just depends.
I just don't like, I despise them. You know,
if you have people who are actually mature and they use it for what it's for, it's no problem. But if you have little clicky, bratty rats who just turn it into a whole drama fest, then that's when it becomes a problem.
Okay, well, stay there for a second, Jessica. I want to come to Jerry and John. I've got to take a very short break. All right, let me go to Jerry. Jerry, hi, how are you?
Not if I know, I'll say it's you're welcome, Max.
Oh, thanks very much indeed, Jerry. Yeah, Jessica, yeah. She's not bothered with these WhatsApp groups. She thinks they're great.
Yeah, they're great. I find them pretty dangerous in the workplace. I've been a trade unionist all my life as well. And this instance, I'm not going to mention any names, by the way, not any companies, but there's a company where my daughter works and they had a WhatsApp group amongst themselves.
Yeah.
And to guarantee that you're mature and not going to say anything is that you're taking a really big chance.
Yeah.
But even if the boss isn't honest, there's one particular instance where one of the
Your phone is breaking up, Jerry, and I'm dying to hear your story. Go into a different room. Sorry, go on. Go into a different room.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go on. So this particular WhatsApp group, what happened?
The manager wasn't involved in it, but they put up some regarding a particular manager in this workplace.
Right.
And basically they were bitching about the manager. But one of the girls on the WhatsApp group decided to tell the manager to gain some brownie points.
Right.
And screenshot the messages. And the next day, that girl was sacked.
See, this is what can happen.
And she had the evidence, even though the manager wasn't on WhatsApp group. So they're very, very dangerous in the workplace.
I think they are. I just think they're a bad idea. Like, you know, this idea that they're convenient, and I get that, I understand all that. But what do we do before them? We managed without them before.
Well,
I think it's too easy to communicate with people in the workplace. It's bad enough, you know, when you have a job and you know you're attached, very much attached to your job, but you like to be able to disconnect from it. And if you're in a WhatsApp group, you can't disconnect from it.
No, and there's legislation now to protect workers now. And
the right to disconnect.
So after a certain time, you don't want to be in it. I mean, it's like Facebook and it's like, I don't know, Instagram. They're not your friends. They're a virtual world out there. And even though they may be your work colleagues, you may go out for a drink with them now and again. Actually, you may even become friends with some of them.
Yeah.
But certainly the rest of them are your real friends. I mean, they'll stab you in the back.
Someone will.
If they get an opportunity.
See, Jessica, I think, Jessica, you're lucky. Your WhatsApp group seems to be strictly professional.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe it's just I'm lucky enough to be just surrounded by, you know, mature, grown-up people. Like, maybe I'm just lucky in that sense. But, like my way of disconnecting it, like, I'm a couple of weeks ago, I had a week off. I literally just went mute until I turned back on, and it was brilliant. I was like, oh, this is brilliant. It's like heaven, the silence.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you mute the WhatsApp group, right, which you can, by the way, literally let people know, you can go into the WhatsApp group and you can mute it, right? If you mute it, then you get into trouble. It's like, what? We sent a memo out yesterday about, you know, I don't know, particular phone in your case, right? Or a particular song on the radio station in my case, or whatever. We sent a message out yesterday. Did you not see it? I go, no, I had it muted. Why not? What's the point of being in the group if you can't have it muted? Everybody else knew about it. You didn't. You know what I mean?
No, because, like, if I don't see a certain message, like, I don't get, like, called out for it. You know what I mean? Like, I see it when I see it. Like, it's not like you have to look at every single message that comes in.
I think you should be asked for your consent. Because what they do, and here's another thing that pisses me off about WhatsApp groups, right? Okay? I'm a relatively private person. You wouldn't think that because I'm on a radio station and I'm talking every day.
Definitely not.
But I'm a relatively private person. You know, I'm not hugely social. And
a closed book.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. When you add somebody to a WhatsApp group, everybody else in the group has their phone number. Do you know what I mean? So all your mates, even the ones you don't like, Jessica, in work, they all have your phone. They all know your phone number.
Yeah, no, that's true. Now, to be fair, when I first started in there, I was asked by the main fella in there saying, like, do you want to be in it? Like, do you think it'd be handy for you? And I said, yeah, because, like, especially on the days where I was still kind of, like, learning everything and I was on my own, it was a godsend. Because I could ask them, like, how do I do X, Y, Z? Especially when, like, the guy that was training me was on his days off. It was literally the best thing. It was like a little Bible beside me.
I don't know, Jerry, whether you'd know this, because obviously being from the trade union aspect of it, there's probably a GDPR issue here, because if you start a job and the boss has a WhatsApp group and, you know, mm-hmm. the staff are on it, and as soon as you start the job, he adds you to the WhatsApp group.
But there would be.
He's now telling everybody your phone number.
Well, it should be like a consent form you sign.
Mm. Sorry,
it's
Jerry.
It's the same with the... Like, my old boss, well, unfortunately, during COVID, the company shut down. My old boss tried to introduce cameras into the bus and microphones. And we stopped them because of cameras onto the buses.
Right.
It was going to record us. And we stopped it through the GDPR. So it was an objection to that. And the same with the WhatsApp.
Now, hold on. Are these buses that the general public are on?
They were a private company.
Oh, okay.
But they wanted to record us. And we stopped them because it is a GDPR issue. They knew everything.
And what was the purpose of the cameras? To protect you? To protect the general public? Or what was the purpose of the cameras?
Well, you never told us. I wasn't being recorded.
Yeah, I have a huge issue with workplace. I understand why workplaces have to have security cameras. I mean, it's obvious, right? But I have a huge issue if there's audio on them. Huge issue with that.
No, but see, the problem was, no, the cameras... I don't mind having the cameras on the bus to protect the drivers and pointing towards the door and around the cab. But when there's a camera pointing directly at me driving,
you have to hold,
in the buses you have tachographs and they record everything you do. They record your speed and your stop start or whatever you're going to do.
Yeah.
And whether you've gone over your working hours. So that was enough for me. Well, getting back to the WhatsApp,
I'll tell you the worst mistake I ever made, by the way, and I'll tell you very quickly, right? It wasn't this radio station, it was another radio station. And I was finished my shift. And the presenter after me was coming in to do his shift. And I forgot to lower down the microphone. And the two of us start giving out about the boss, saying what a gobshite he was. And he was a complete and utter gobshite, in fairness. And we start giving out shite about him. And Next minute, one of the other presenters came running into the studio and says, "Your mic is still on." I went, "Oh no." So we listen back on the log, because radio stations, we keep a log, so we can go into the computer and listen back. Thankfully, the ad break was so loud, all you could hear was, so you couldn't actually hear what I was saying. So we were blessed. Anyway, let me go to...
If you think of your own show, just for a minute, no, sorry. If you think of your own show, right, it's obviously we can contact you by WhatsApp. But I've used it a couple of times, and it's just to give you the information.
Mm.
Now, whether you reply to me or not, regardless, I don't really care, but I just want to send you stuff. And it's very handy for me, just for information on a different topic, if I Google stuff and that, or even stuff that happened personally, I can send that directly to you, and your research, you can see it.
Okay, well, I mean, WhatsApp, look, we'd be lost without WhatsApp in the radio station, of course, before competitions, for the talk show. But mind you, when I started doing this show 30 years ago, we didn't have the internet. We didn't even have text messages. We had landlines, is all we had. We didn't have mobile phones. So it was a very different type of show. We had to rely on people physically ringing the radio station, which was very difficult.
You hadn't got refreshing cameras and cars. You hadn't got hybrid cars.
No. Let me go to John. John, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Niall. How are you keeping?
I'm good, John.
Welcome back. I missed you a few weeks. You were off.
Oh, that's nice. I missed you too, in a funny kind of way.
Regarding WhatsApp, I have got myself into so much trouble with WhatsApp.
Why?
It's unbelievable.
Why? What are you doing on it?
Well, we have a resident. I'm just in the estate 3 years. I'm in a housing estate. There's about 100 houses. We have a residents association kind of WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a normal person, that's grand. But if you're a character that drinks too much, you can get yourself into so much shit. It's unbelievable.
And are you a character who drinks too much?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
When I live alone now. I'm divorced 3 years. So
yeah.
I live just myself and the dog. And I'm sitting at home and I'm bored and they have the WhatsApp.
And the bottle of wine. Yeah.
I have the bottle of wine and I have the steak and the whole lot.
Yeah.
And I sent out and I wake up in the morning and I said, "Oh, Jesus Christ, what did I send last night?" And
what did you send last night? Wow, a picture or something?
Huh?
I
could have said, like, you know, I could have said, anyone hear about all the rockets that were launched by Putin and... It could be Anton. It could be, you know.
That's not too bad. That's kind of general conversation, yeah. So, what's the worst thing you've put on the group?
I could be saying,
what's the worst thing that you've put up?
Oh, I can't remember now, but I know I did get into serious fucking trouble a few times. Like,
they weren't pictures of your bits or something like that, were they? No.
Hmm?
You weren't sending pictures of things, were you?
No pictures. Well, I would send pictures. People would send me stuff like
what?
Squishy, heavy. Now, most of my estate, they would be all in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. It's a senior estate. So I would get WhatsApp stuff in, and I would forward it on, like, and it wouldn't be good.
No.
And
right.
I have a few people...
See, I just wouldn't know what you'd be up to, John, because you did tell us one night that you booked an escort and she asked you to bring some Jaffa cakes.
Oh, Next January now again, we'll work.
Fig rolls, fig rolls.
That one.
Was it fig rolls or Jaffa cakes, actually? I can't remember. Was it fig rolls?
Fig rolls, sorry. It wasn't Jaffa, it was fig rolls. Exactly. Fig rolls. And I'm waiting for Jacobs to offer me a contract, but...
I don't think that's really what they'd want to be associated with, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I can't really see
the TV commercial for that one, you know. No. If you're picking up a hooker tomorrow, make sure you bring your free rolls. I just can't see, that wouldn't work for Jacobs.
That's just what she asked for tonight.
Yeah. Have you met her since, by the way? Have you met her since?
No. I'm unemployed now. I can't afford that.
Okay.
That's 4 years ago. That was before COVID.
Oh, yeah, before COVID. But you could save up, I suppose, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. I have. She has bought a, She has several. She's a cottage in Connemara, from what I gather now.
Oh, has she?
And she's self-employed. She actually...
Well, I'm assuming she is self-employed, yeah.
Yeah. But she's self-employed at the H's. Which is a self-employed.
Okay, don't. Now, you needn't go into that now. Start identifying people on the air. Listen, it's been lovely talking to you, John. You're a world of knowledge. Jerry, thank you very much indeed for keeping the conversation sane, by the way. John always takes it into an insane level, but it's a bit of fun. It's late at night anyway.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.